This week on Brain Damage.
Very historic episode of the podcast because I'm starting this podcast as a man in my 20s. And given our track record, I will end the podcast as a man in his 30s.
At the end of Scream, which is why I was like so baffled that Miles said that it was better than the first one.
Just I didn't say it was better than the first one.
Or
classic Jared.
Or equally, or even equally as good. You might as well have fucking said it was better. You gave it the same star score when it's clearly just not even as good as the first. Like, when you start overrating shit, it's just easy for my mind to process it as this is Miles' favorite thing of all time. Can you blame me when you have the clown take that Halloween 2 is better than Halloween 1?
There's no comparison in my book, to be honest.
Somebody that loves John Carpenter as much as you, I'm just shocked, honestly, that you would think this. Blown away. I think it's like the fifth time on the podcast that I've brought this up. But it'll never be over, Miles Aykroyd.
The Thing is John Carpenter's best film.
You're fucking stupid as hell. You're an idiot.
The thing is literally a perfect film.
No. I'm speechless right now. For the first time in my life, I've been left fucking speechless. So what you're saying is My Bloody Valentine is better than Halloween 1.
I think my phone is having technical difficulties.
He doesn't want to say it. She's the only person I recognize besides Owen Wilson, who I thought was...
It was not even Owen Wilson. You didn't recognize him. You just thought he looked like Owen Wilson.
I thought it was Owen Wilson's brother. The cat looked like fucking Owen Wilson, dude. Like, am I wrong?
He looked like Wilson.
He had Wilson-like features.
I wish there was more to the actually making the porn aspect of this movie.
That's what I was going to say. I wish it was longer.
Because everyone knows my favorite subgenre of film is the porno. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Brain Damage. A very historic episode of the podcast. Because I'm starting this podcast as a man in my 20s, and given our track record, I will end the podcast as a man in his 30s. I am Buddy the Bruiser.
Yeah!
The last glimpses of my youth, and now this podcast will just be three 30-something-year-old men.
This is going to be the first podcast in history where a man ages a year.
One whole year during the duration of the podcast.
In the duration of the podcast. And I'm going to be here for the entire year, Dynamite Jared. And then on the line, I hear that we have somebody with us on the line.
Joining us via phone and also 15 minutes down the road. Who are we talking to tonight?
Midnight Miles is here. I was gonna chime in a little bit in there. I feel like I've aged a year or two on a couple of these podcasts. Not to take away your thunder, buddy, but we've had a few long ones over the years, if you know what I mean.
It's never been official, though. It's never been. You've never, went from 29 to 30 as Buddy will tonight.
It's true. We're actually
we're breaking podcast ground here.
It's true. That is true. I got distracted because Finn Balor's abs when Buddy asked me the question before the podcast started.
Miles is going to be exactly like Jared looking at his high school yearbook during the podcast.
But I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, I was going to say when the NBA playoffs are on during a podcast and we're just both watching the game. Some of our finest...
Monday Night Rock podcast correspondent, give us a quick update. What's going on?
Well, hold on.
Are you enjoying yourself?
We're also being joined by Awesome Austin.
That's cute.
Aww.
Mazer Laser.
Yeah.
And Beck Nasty.
Hell yeah.
They are currently, Beck Nasty is doing a Minecraft speed run right now.
She's beating the whole game.
And Mazer Laser is watching intently. I've never seen her more interested in anything. And Awesome Austin is also watching.
He's into it.
Wow, Minecraft speedrun going on. So go ahead, Miles. Tell us what's going on Monday Night Raw.
Well, I can't believe we're only we're under 2 weeks away to Mania, because this has to be one of the weakest builds they've ever had. Some of the matches confirmed yet for WrestleMania. It's under 2 weeks away.
What?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we watched a pretty solid episode of Raw 1999 today.
It was pretty good. It was
You did? You watched an episode from Raw 99?
Yeah, the last episode of the...
Of 1999.
Of the Millennium. It was the last episode. Big Show brought in a new Millennium as WWE Champion.
Damn.
Well, WWF, whatever.
We don't know if he lost the belt on SmackDown.
We know what you mean.
There wasn't SmackDown at the time, bro.
Yeah, in 1999 there was SmackDown.
Was there really?
SmackDown started before Stone Cold got hurt.
Didn't SmackDown actually start in 99?
It started in like either late 98 or very early 99. It definitely Stone Cold is definitely on the first episode of SmackDown, I'm pretty sure. I remember watching SmackDown before I stopped watching wrestling, and I stopped watching wrestling like somewhere halfway through 1999.
When did you pick back up watching wrestling?
Like 2010. Like actually watching. There would be periods where I would like kind of like chime in, like when WrestleMania went Hollywood, which I think is WrestleMania 23, Stone Cold was coming back for a segment with Roddy Piper, so I ordered WrestleMania that year.
Oh, wow.
But, like, I actually did not watch the weekly product at all leading up to that, and I didn't watch the weekly product. Like, most of my wrestling, like, resurgences up until 2010 was just me, like, getting into wrestling video games again. Like, I would just have, like, a couple months every, like, couple years where I'd be, like, obsessed with SmackDown versus Raw 2006 again.
Those games go off.
They're pretty good.
I might get the new one. Everyone's saying it's supposedly really great.
The new one's really good, supposedly.
Yeah. I'll probably end up playing it because they said it's like more like it's a little more arcadey and a little more just like just fun to play in general. So I'll probably end up checking it out at some point.
I'm just really fucking bad at wrestling. Well, all sports games, really. I'm horrible at all of them. So I don't know.
I feel like you just have to play them a fuck ton.
The only one I'm good at is NBA Hang Time on N64. Me and Ricky fucking beat that game somehow. And Chandler Bing's an unlockable character. Do you know that, Jared?
I think you've told me before, but like, I don't think I've ever beaten NBA Hang Time. So.
It was a grueling process, I'll tell you that. It was not easy.
I know that the difficulty goes way the fuck down after you get past the first game.
After you get past the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Which is the first game. And then there's a couple of hard games like later, but they're just like seemingly like probably near the actual end it starts to get difficult again.
Yeah, it does.
But like basically you need to beat the Vancouver Grizzlies, which is one of the hardest things in video game history to do. And then you're rewarded with like a ton of easy games right after that. Bryant Reeves,
Big Country, the GOAT.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take this opportunity real fast to plug our social media, because on our Twitter account, we just changed our profile picture to the hardest photo of all time. So you guys need to go and check that shit out.
Not me. I've seen it, obviously.
No, not us. No.
I retweeted it.
What, is it the Grand Theft Auto 5 photo?
It's the picture would have been 100% perfect if you weren't wearing three different kinds of denim in it.
But it's fine because he looks like fucking like Ted Bundy or something. Like, so like he still looks like a criminal. It's just not the kind that you typically encounter in Grand Theft Auto.
True.
Like we look like goddamn like drug freaking kingpins. And he looks like a fucking serial killer. Which I could see happening in a Grand Theft Auto game. Holy shit, Emily, is that a creeper?
Rockstar's probably listening right now, and they're going to fucking put one in Grand Theft Auto 6.
I'm sure there's serial killers in, like, Vice City and shit. I don't, like, it's just, like...
Aren't there a couple of, like, really just insane dudes that, like, it's been so long since I played Vice City, but I actually played it and beat the story.
I know that in Grand Theft Auto 5, literally every character except for, there's three main characters, and one of them's black, and I can't remember his name. So, like, the black one, he's, like, the only character in the entire game that isn't, like, batshit insane.
Yeah.
Because, like, the other one's, like, the, I think he's, like, a retired crime boss, white guy. He's fucking crazy. And then the other one is Trevor, the only one I remember his name, and he's, like... extremely insane crazy. Alright, so yeah, so go check us out on social media. What's the tag, buddy?
It's Brain Damage Cast.
@BrainDamageCast on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then what else do we have? Do we have any other pages, or is it just Twitter?
We're gonna have to make a Facebook page and a new Instagram at some point. But at least a Facebook page.
And then we've got Buddy Candela on YouTube.
Yes, where you can find all of the episodes of this show and all the other shows I do. And of course, we're on all your favorite
podcasts. Did you make it to 1,000 subscribers yet?
We hit 1,000 a long time ago, but
we still have to do the live stream. But you got, Miles, you got to be able to leave the house for an extended period of time for that to happen. It's going to be like a 16-hour live stream.
To come in and out of it. You'll just have to see me bring, like, I'll be the guy that brings in food or something. I don't know.
I wish that we had, like,
a studio,
an Atari, and, like, buddy, do you have an NES?
I did at one point in time, but I do not. I have a Super Nintendo though.
I wish, like, I almost bought you the Friday the 13th game at that flea market.
Legendary. I would have wanted it just to, like, have, like, yeah, put it on a shelf.
Yeah, it was $15 with no packaging. But I wasn't sure if you had an NES. I think that
for NES or the Atari one?
The NES one. With the blue Jason.
Yeah.
Well,
that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Atari. I don't know if there was a Friday the 13th on Atari.
I know that Halloween is on Atari, and, E.T.
Well, there.
I know we've come up with a couple of different concepts for this live stream, but how funny would it be if we just tried to beat, like, a bunch of, like, shitty horror games from, like, first-gen consoles?
Oh,
like,
my
Friday
Jesus
the 13th.
Christ.
Isn't there a Nightmare on Elm Street NES game?
Yeah, there is.
Like, what if we tried to beat that? That would be so insane.
Well, how much, you didn't answer my question, but how much was that Friday the 13th game?
He said it was like $15.
It was $15, I said.
Oh, I couldn't, there was too much going on. 15, you said?
15 with no packaging.
All right. I mean, just to play it and beat it, that wouldn't have been bad.
Yeah, but I don't, like...
None of us have the console.
I have like an aftermarket NES, but I wouldn't want to play it on that. I want to play it on an actual NES. The guy at that same exact stall, that was the same booth that had the Dragon Ball Z plug-and-play game.
Yeah.
That had the wrong cartridge. It had, like, a Disney cartridge. And it also had that Stone Cold handheld LED game. But he also had an original NES in box.
Oh, nice.
How much you want for that? Like $300?
I didn't even look at the price. I was just like, wow, that's cool. And so I'm just not even going to look at the fucking price of that. So, like...
I have one of those, like, newer Genesises, like the ones that they had remade. Because my other Genesis, I think, finally fucking died. But I don't have a Nintendo or Super Nintendo.
You ever notice how many different versions of Sega Genesis they actually released?
Bro, there's so... I've had the first gen, second gen. I've never had a Genesis 3. And I think Genesis 3 says Genesis 3 on it. Like, with, like, a fucking, like, radical is the only word I can use for, like, three. Like, it looks like a big, like graffiti three on it, and it's, like, considerably smaller. Like, I feel like Sony got the idea for making smaller, like, next, like generation, like PlayStation 1, you know, and stuff like that from, like, Genesis 3, because it's so much smaller than the first, like, two Genesis consoles. The first Genesis console, like, was, like, decent size, like, for the time.
I guess, you know...
I'm not sure which version of it I have.
I guess I shouldn't even say, like, oh, man, how many versions of that they released, because when you really think about it, they release so many different versions of consoles nowadays that... It's like totally normal. So I guess just at the time that wasn't like really a normal thing. So like for me to even see it today, it's still kind of jarring when I see all the different shapes and sizes of Sega Genesis is that you see at flea markets and stuff. I've definitely had like at least two Sega Genesises in recent years, and they're both just like completely different shapes and sizes. Mm.
You probably didn't have the 3, because I feel like you would know if you had the 3.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've only ever actually plugged one in and played one of them. I have on my PS3 the fucking Sonic, not the Sonic collection, but like the Sega Genesis Greatest Hits collection.
Right, yeah.
And so I just play all my Sega games on that, pretty much. I'm just like, oh, I feel like playing Golden Axe puts in the fucking Greatest Hits collection because it's on there. All three Streets of Rage are on there. Hard. All the Sonic games on Sega Genesis are on there.
Is Separation Anxiety on there?
No, they can't license those Marvel games.
Fuck, I have a cartridge copy of that, and that game's fucking... I was talking about it with... my dude Jordan Rutz the other week, because he had like a modded, I forget what system he had modded, but he had it on there, and we were talking about playing it, but I used to play that game so much growing up, like at friends' houses, but I don't think I ever beat it. We got really fucking far, but I don't think we ever beat that game.
I never played Separation Anxiety, but I played the shit out of Maximum Carnage when I was a kid.
Fuck, that game's great too.
It's really hard, though. We would always get to the part where you have to, like, climb up the building and, like, all these, like, dudes are, like, shooting at you or something. I don't know, but that part was really hard.
I think there's a part like that in Separation Anxiety from what I remember, too.
I'm sure and there is.
What?
I said I'm sure there is. Did you just kill your dog? Is he dead?
The dog in Minecraft, ladies and gentlemen. The dog fell down a pit. Okay, the dogs are fine.
Wait, what? He didn't... Boop, boop.
I just got teary-eyed.
My wife was crying over a 8-bit dog.
Is this 8-bit? This is more than 8-bit.
This is like...
This is like 3D. 64-bit. Do you think it is 64-bit?
I mean, look at a singular block. Let's admire a singular Minecraft block, everyone.
Miles.
There's a lot of colors here.
We watched your favorite film of all time tonight.
I know, it's true. It's already going to my nine. It's definitely in my top 10 already.
Really?
Well, I mean, that's kind of why we're all here, right? We all saw X this weekend.
No, but is it really in your top 10?
No, it's not in my top 10. No, I don't know where it would be, but it's definitely not even in my top 30, but,
So your 31st favorite film of all
time.
So
what you're saying is it was trash.
No. No, it's not. But anyways, so, buddy, it's your birth. This is your birthday episode, your birthday extravaganza. Lead us in, brother.
We watched X tonight.
Well, I was hoping for maybe a little bit more of a, yeah, we did, but, like, all right, I'll let you guys go. What are your, like, initial reactions? Or, you know,
sucked. I mean,
buddy, you go ahead, start off.
Jared just said it sucked.
Did he say it sucked?
It sucked.
Man, well, short podcast tonight, guys. We'll see you later. I'm signing off.
I thought it was good.
It was good. It was good. I'm just fucking. I wanted you to react, Miles, and you didn't react.
Nah, I'm in show mode, bro.
I'm watching
AJ Styles and Seth Rollins probably put on the best match on Monday Night Raw in a fucking year.
Can't wait for Cody Rhodes to show up and Miles to fucking explode on this podcast.
Is that I'm waiting to just kind of bounce off you. Like, I'm waiting for you to talk about this film so that you can say something about the film that you really liked that I just completely disagree with. And that's how I create content.
All right. Well, buddy, you can still start us off. You got to say something more than it was good.
That was a banging cover of Landslide, I'll say that. I know Kid Cudi wasn't actually playing that guitar, though.
Huh?
It did not show his hands once.
No, it did show his hands once when it first started, and then it never...
They did close-ups of his hands.
It was someone else's hands.
But once the song actually started, it did not show his hands at all.
Right.
It was doing hand close-ups, like, throughout the song. But, I mean, that could be anyone's hands. Like,
that's what I was trying to say, basically.
It could literally be Jimi Hendrix's hands.
Well...
Can I say something that's very, I don't know, because you know I'm always like on the podcast like, oh, I don't want to talk about porn, like all this kind of stuff. I wish there was more to the actually making the porn aspect of this movie.
That's what I was going to say. I wish it was longer.
Because
the whole movie, honestly.
Because everyone knows my favorite subgenre of film is the porno.
When have you ever said you don't want to talk about porn?
The joke was, everyone knows my favorite subgenre of film is movies about making movies.
I wish there
was a little more to that. Like, at the beginning, she's, like, giving, like, the camera angles, like, oh, you could frame it like this, and it looks like the gas is coming out of his dick, or whatever. Just, like, shit, I wish there was more to, like, the movie-making element to it. Because I know, like, Ty West, like, posted this big thing about, like, oh, like, porn and horror, like, go hand in hand, and I would have wanted to see a little bit more of what he could play around with that. I don't know. Overall, I thought the film, I said the same thought.
Debbie Does Dallas, the most famous porno at the time.
I don't know what you said because I was talking over you, but Debbie Dallas.
They referenced Debbie Does Dallas, which was like the most famous porno at the time. So I just, that was a little tidbit that I enjoyed.
I was marking out in the theater when they said Debbie Does Dallas, bro.
I wish they were serious, but I'm not there in person, so I can't see some of the subtleties of Jared's face right now.
I'm just like I'm actually just staring at Minecraft and talking.
Well, I feel like you guys obviously know me very well, and I mean this checks all my fucking boxes of like horror I like and things I like. The film was like very tense. I felt like all the time, like the whole time, like it felt like they let the scenes play out and there wasn't like a ton of extreme cuts all the time. Like at least from my, I'm not a filmmaker, but, at least from my experience, like they let the tension build. Marissa was there with me and watched it. And like, she was also like very on the edge of her seat in some scenes and like really enjoying it. And like, I got really into it. I like the way that like, I loved all the overhead shots that he does. I don't know. I mean, like he loves doing those. I love those in film. There were a lot of homages to like horror films that influenced him, but not in a way that people nowadays do things that make it like too meta or like too like on the nose. I felt like they didn't, like, I feel like a lot of those things in modern horror almost, like, stops the film. And they're like, oh, by the way, I'm a big Psycho fan or a big Texas Chainsaw fan. We're like, he might reference something for one sentence or show, like, an homage in the film, but it was done, like, it was written into the actual story perfectly where, like, it didn't feel, like, jarring.
There were two references to Psycho in the movie that I noticed.
Right.
Well, there's a straight-up scene talking about Psycho as well.
That's the first. They were talking about Psycho. And the second, to me, is when he found, like, the butt of the car, like, sticking out of the pond.
Right.
Or whatever. And I was right. like, oh, Psycho.
Well, then in, like, the whole, it changes midway through. Like, that's even a reference to Psycho. And, like,
right.
there's a lot of... I mean, you said the other day when you were over here, because you saw it a couple days ago before we watched it, you said it was like, oh... It wasn't even very meta, and I'm sitting there as like, there was a lot of meta shit in it. Like, when the guy's like, oh yeah, film changed midway through, like, just like the film that we're watching changed midway through when it was a porn slash comedy, and then now it was a slasher after that.
But, I guess, within the last 6 months, there's been some films that are like, I hate to even use the word meta in some things, but like, insanely meta.
Well,
so
yeah,
like,
it wasn't, it wasn't Scream 5.
To like Scream 5 or the new Matrix, which are like so in your face, like meta and self-aware, that like having one or two sentences about it, that like
you can't compare it to any conversation. All Scream movies are just designed to be meta.
Wasn't
the
jarring
movie
like those films.
I don't know if I heard you.
You can't compare it to Scream because Scream, like all Scream movies, are just designed, or not designed, but are basically just meta the movie. Like that's like Scream 1 should have just been called horror meta.
Should have just been called horror. That's the name of the movie. Horror. Yeah.
Like every Scream movie is just made to be self-aware and meta as fuck. What was the other one? Matrix. Matrix was that. Matrix was like when I was watching that. When I didn't finish the new Matrix. I had to like somebody was had it on at their house, and so I was watching it. And as I was watching that, it was like 20 minutes in. And I was like, dude, this is like ridiculously meta. Like the movie like had barely even started, and I was just like, this is like so fucking in my face meta.
It was, I need to rewatch the...
It was, like, distracting for me. I was like, just let me enjoy a fucking Matrix movie,
dude. Yeah, I need to rewatch that, like, badly, because, like...
Yeah. Did he get...
Are you still there? You, like, stopped mid-sentence.
His phone probably died.
Miles is dead. His phone might have died, knowing him. Yeah, called.
Yep, phone died.
His phone died. So we'll see if Miles calls back.
Oh, jeez. This is going to be the most exciting part of the podcast, seeing if Miles is going to call back or not. All right, go ahead. Beck Nasty.
I think that it was... I was honestly not listening to him, so he might have said this exact same thing. But
I was honestly...
Way to save your brain cells there.
I think it was meta, but not in, like, the super freaking cringe way that, like, Scream was.
Yeah.
It was meta enough for, where it's like, obviously it's meta, but it didn't make me want to die.
Hi, Miles, you're back.
You're back. Beck Nasty's making a comment, so don't speak.
No, that was all.
That was it? Yeah. I agree with you. Like, it wasn't really, I think Miles did say that it wasn't, like, really in-your-face meta like some of those movies are. Like,
yeah.
But, like, that's true. I didn't even... I didn't even really think about it as I was watching it. I was just like, oh, Psycho reference. Oh, another Psycho reference.
But yeah, I wasn't mad about it. Like, I was mad watching Scream. I was like...
At the end of Scream, which is why I was like so baffled that Miles said that it was better than the first one. Just
I didn't say it was better than the first one.
Or
classic Jared.
Or equally, or even equally as good. You might as well have fucking said it was better. You gave it the same star score when it's clearly just not even as good as the first. Like, the first is clearly a better movie.
Just like how Jared thinks that you think Resident Evil 6 is the best game.
Jesus Christ.
When you start overrating shit, it's just easy for my mind to process it as this is Miles' favorite thing of all time.
I should be playing Resident Evil 2 right now in the background. Just put this on fucking put my headphones in or something. But
I swear to God, didn't he say on House of Horror that he's like, I feel like I like it better than the original?
What, Resident Evil 6?
No, the fucking Scream, yeah.
He probably did. Yeah.
I swear to God you said that on House of Horror.
You never had a beer in your life? Because I can't believe it was some of the shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes.
I swear to God you said something stupid like that, because you were like, well, I know that in the group chat you were like, I feel like the Scream, like, the original Scream is really overrated or something like that. And I was like, nice try. It's,
oh, I thought you were talking about Resident Evil. I thought you tried to say that I said Resident Evil 6 was better than the original.
No, I'm talking about Scream. Like, I'm pretty sure on House of Horror you said something along the lines that Scream 5 you might like it better than the original.
No, the only thing I said, I was like, I felt like Scream 5, like, if you're gonna make a sequel, Jesus Christ, Seth Rollins just died. I'm having a brain fart for a sec because this match, but anyways.
He's too invested in Monday Night Raw, ladies and gentlemen.
No fucking
talk about shows that'll give you brain damage. Monday Night Raw.
Brain damage. This match, though, is probably going to be better than 90% of the matches on fucking WrestleMania, and that's sad as fuck. No, I just really... the only thing I've said on House of Horror is that, like, yes, I really like the original Scream a lot, but as a whole, as a series, like, I just don't hold it as, like, people put it on a much higher pedestal than I do.
I don't think people put the series on a pedestal.
It's just the first.
I think that the first movie is on a pedestal, and that people acknowledge that Scream 2 is a good sequel.
Well, I know a lot of people that think Scream 2 is the best.
That's insane. That's stupid.
I think Scream 2 kind of, like, low-key kind of sucks, but it's fine.
I like Scream 2. I like all the Scream movies. I'll just say that right now. I like every Scream movie. I've never seen a Scream movie where I was just like, fuck, that sucked. But to say that any of them are better than the first is just clown behavior, in my opinion. Clown take. Just like saying Halloween 2 is better than the original.
Facts.
Well,
just absolute clown behavior. Can you blame me for fucking believing that you would state that you think that Scream 5 is better than Scream? When you have the clown take that Halloween 2 is better than Halloween 1?
There's no comparison in my book, to be honest.
What?
Halloween is 1,000 times better than Scream as a series, as an original film.
That's not what we're talking about.
Well, because, yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like...
I agree with you that as an original film, Halloween is 1,000 times better than Scream series and even the original Scream. I agree with that. Do I agree that Halloween 2 is better than Halloween 1? Absolutely not. It's not even close. And I love Halloween 2. I fucking love Halloween 2. But facts are facts. And somebody that loves John Carpenter as much as you, I'm just shocked, honestly, that you would think this. Blown away. I think it's like the fifth time on the podcast that I've brought this up. But it'll never be over, Miles Aykroyd. It'll never be over.
The Thing is John Carpenter's best film.
You're fucking stupid as hell. You're an idiot.
The thing is literally a perfect film.
No. Halloween is.
I'm not saying it's not, but...
You are, but you are by saying, like...
The Thing?
The implication of you saying The Thing is better than Halloween and your defense for that is The Thing is literally a perfect film, the implication is that Halloween is not a perfect film.
Well... I just feel like
he's
directing, he's much more confident. The scenes are better. The acting, he's getting better performances out of his actors.
I feel like The Thing is probably my third favorite John Carpenter film. I feel like
everything's better. I mean, in Carpenter being better, it might only be like one step better. Like not even a full step better, because Halloween is a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's a solid 4-star movie on Miles's Letterboxd.
Halloween.
I think it's four and a half, maybe. It's four or four and a half.
Is my favorite. Well, he gave X 4.5, so I hope that Halloween is better than four.
The thing's not better than Halloween. I'm sorry. It's not.
Buddy, can you make a... Well, I'm sure that probably everyone will agree with you guys on this after you did this.
Halloween...
Tour. But I was going to say, as a post...
Halloween literally, like, basically popularized an entire genre of movies.
What question are you asking me, Miles?
I was going to say, do a poll on the Twitter, but I already know that everyone's going to fucking pick...
Well, between Halloween and The Thing,
because I know the fan base I know some of the fan base that listens to the podcast.
Between Halloween and The Thing,
yeah,
I'll make a poll for it.
I don't know if this is a clown take or not, but The Thing's probably my third favorite John Carpenter film after They Live.
See, I like The Thing more than They Live.
I can see that, and I won't argue against that. I think that The Thing. I'll say this: The Thing is a better film than They Live.
It's a better made film, like, all the way around.
I enjoy They Live more.
Yeah.
I mean, my top three Carpenter films are, like, Thing, They Live, and Halloween. So if we're all in agreement now.
In that order?
Miles, in that order?
No, not necessarily. Actually, yeah, I do like They Live more than Halloween.
Oh my god! Oh my fucking god! Talk about clown takes. Holy shit. Don't even bother to put that one on fucking Twitter. Nobody will ever listen to this. Actually, edit that out of the podcast. No one's ever going to listen to this again. Fuck's sake. Holy shit. I even gave you the concession that I even was like...
Oh, not in that order. There's no way it could have been in that
order. I even made the point. I'm like, I enjoy They Live, but The Thing is definitely a better movie than They Live. Miles is straight up like, I like They Live better than Halloween. What the fuck? Next thing you know, he's going to be like Big Trouble in Little China, way better than Halloween.
I like the stories of both of those films better than I like the story of Halloween, and that's my opinion on it. That's just what I'm into. That's just what I'm into. My personal opinion.
I'm speechless right now. For the first time in my life, I've been left fucking speechless.
Miles, what other films do you like more than Halloween?
Halloween 2. Like a
that's true.
Anything, like, the second that this guy said Halloween 2 is better than Halloween 1, you already know the fucking clown, like he's fucking applying his clown makeup as we speak.
Miles, right now. Do you even like the original Halloween film,
bro? I don't think he likes it. Like,
you have to remember that I saw Halloween 2 before I saw Halloween 1.
I saw Halloween 2. Halloween 1 was literally the last Halloween movie released at the time. Or at the time that I saw every Halloween movie released at the time, Halloween 1 was the last fucking one that I watched. I watched Halloween 2 was the first Halloween movie I ever saw, followed by 4, 5, and then probably H2O Resurrection, and then 6, and then fucking...
The original.
And then the original. So, and I'm not counting 3 in any of that. So, yeah. And even then, I watched, like, Halloween 1, and I was still fucking scared. And I had seen, like, the whole fucking series leading up to that point. Because it just shits on all of them.
Okay.
He's speechless.
He's like, I've never heard such a clown take before. Halloween better than Halloween Resurrection? So what you're saying is that Scream 5 is better than the original Halloween. He's thinking about it. What the fuck is this?
Technical difficulties, bro.
He's like, sorry, my phone's cutting out right now.
All right. These are probably conversations for another podcast, but...
What you're saying is X is better than the original Halloween.
Of course, seriously. But no, X.
I wish it was more violent.
Yeah.
Like, everyone on the fucking internet has been like, oh, this is balls to the wall. It's so fucking gory. Like, and I'm literally sitting there. I'm just like, there was, what, one gory kill? When he got stabbed like 100 times?
There were multiple gory kills.
I guess you consider the
eyeball. Full spoiler alerts now, but like, the woman's head gets ran over at the end. The one girl gets, I mean, it's still considered gore, but like when she gets eaten by the alligator, crocodile, whatever you want to call it, I'm not an expert on them.
So now he calls him a gator.
Can we laugh at least when she was like, she pushed her into the water and she was like, bitch, and then she gets eaten by the alligator. I mean, I don't know. I just loved it.
The alligator was perfectly positioned and waiting for that moment.
I laughed several times during the movie. I laughed during that. The funniest thing of all time is when she fired the shotgun and flew fucking 500 fucking feet out the door.
I was crying.
This is the funniest thing of all time. I'm not even going to complain about the alligator being perfectly in position, because to me that's more realistic than when they're in the darkest barn of all time with no lighting at all, and then they start shooting their sex scene and their footage is like perfectly lit, like porn like footage, and they have no light guys there or anything.
There was no lighting at all. It was all natural lighting, yeah.
And I was just like, where's this light coming from? And I just like looked at Buddy, I'm like, Where?
They just had one boom operator and a camera. That's all you need.
And like, and their footage was like,
god tier.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Like super good. Yeah. They're like, we're running out of daylight. Goes into the darkest fucking set like ever.
What about Kid Cudi's cock in the shadow?
It was like a little cock silhouette there. It was pretty impressive.
Pretty big cock. It was pretty big cock.
There's no way it was his real dick.
Yeah, you think there was a prosthetic on there?
Well, if it was his real dick, it would have had to be rated X. Like, with a prosthetic, it can be rated R, and this was rated R. So.
Bro, that shit was down by, like, his knees.
I wish we would have got to see more dick in this.
I agree. Like, honestly, can we not see the old man's dick? Like, all we got to see was Kid Cudi's dick silhouette and then, like, a corpse dick, like, in the fucking basement.
We had to see parts of the old lady's tits. Why couldn't we see his dick?
True.
The first kill with the old lady, though, when she stabs that guy's neck so many times that it basically cuts his head off from just stabbing, like, seeing that on the big screen, and then with the blood, you know, they had like almost like the blood flying all over the camera, almost like a filter. Like, that was.
I was seriously cheering during that scene because he pulls up, he's in the fucking van or whatever, and Don't Fear the Reaper comes out on the radio, and you see her standing in front of the car, and I was like, this motherfucker better not turn off the car because this is a fucking banger right now. And he leaves it on. The song plays throughout the scene, so I was headbanging.
Of course, the giga hetero Miles doesn't want to comment on the lack of dick. He's totally fine with the amount.
He sidestepped the subject pretty quick.
Definitely okay with minimal dick in the movie.
Well, we got to see a lot of Kid Cudi's ass in it. I mean, there you go. That's something, right?
His ass didn't even look that good, though. He didn't have like a good guy butt. What do you think, Beck Nasty?
Not bad. No complaints.
It's just like a butt. I feel like the guy, Owen Wilson's fucking
doppelganger
probably had a nicer, like, he was fucking jacked. Like, I wasn't expecting that. When he opened the door, he was just like wearing fucking... would you call it a Speedo or tighty whities? Was like,
they're like weird. They were like weird tighty whities.
Like, it's like whatever. But I was like, what the fuck? This guy looks fucking massive. He was jacked.
Yeah, the guy was super jacked.
I was hoping that he would have like a fight scene, but he just like died the pussiest death ever.
When he was getting stoked about the movie, and he's like, feel how hard my cock is.
That was hilarious. Yeah, that was really funny.
The camera guy, the director, feel his cock. I was like, all right.
All right, Miles, so question for you. Because this led to, I don't want to say like there was a little bit of a debate in the car ride home about this.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a pivotal scene in the film where the girl who is a Christian that
she's in Scream 5.
I can't remember what they call.
Church Mouse in the film.
Church Mouse or whatever. So obviously she's like, all right, I want to fuck Kid Cudi in this film or whatever. Is it like implied that she hasn't had sex with her boyfriend yet, and this is her first time having sex?
I didn't get that.
I didn't get that implication either, but Maisie and Emily picked that implication up. I got the implication.
Well, I thought that too, because
I didn't get that because her first scene was her boyfriend being like, when did you become such a prude? Implying that she's not a prude and that they've had sex.
Well, he only called her Church Mouse because she never spoke. Like, she literally, the first, like, half day she was around him, she didn't even say one word. Like, she just stared at everybody.
What does it have to do with a church mouse, though?
Because church mouses are supposed to be very fucking quiet. Like, it's like a reference to, like,
I've never heard that in my life.
I literally, my mom,
I just think that the implication throughout the movie is that she was supposed to just be, like, a nice girl, not necessarily, like, a virgin, but just, like, a nice girl, like, doesn't understand promiscuous sex. Not that she's a virgin, but she just doesn't understand like promiscuity or anything like that. That's why she's like, don't you get like, isn't it weird for you to like watch your girl with like another guy? And the guy is like, oh no, I don't give a shit. And then she's like, huh, interesting. I want some of this, you know, like, I don't think, like, I don't know. I didn't get the implication that they had never had sex. Because, like I said, if they had never had sex before, because it's already bad enough that her boyfriend's basically getting cucked in this movie.
I was going to say, yeah, I was in the theater. I was like, imagine watching yourself getting cucked through a fucking camera.
Right, like, he's getting cucked and, like, so that's already bad enough. But, like, if you had never, like, had sex with your girlfriend before and then you were getting cucked, like, I would, like, there's no way. Like, nobody would ever even shoot the fucking scene. Like, I would just be like, nice fucking try. Like, I'm never talking to any of you people ever again.
See, I guess, like, the reason I thought that she might have been a virgin was because, like, before she had sex with Kid Cudi, she, like, took her cross off. And, like, it's very, like, a Christian thing, like, save sex for marriage or whatever. So that's kind of why I thought that, but I don't know.
And like I said also, that I think that when he was discussing with Owen Wilson, like, whether or not they should do this, like, if he had never had sex with her before, then that's the perfect scene for him to be like, we've never even had sex before. You think I'm going to film her fucking some other guy when I've never even gotten to hit yet?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the perfect opportunity for him to say something like that.
I feel like the film, too, like, knowing Ty West, like, if he was, like, knowing her as a virgin, he would make it, like, known. Like, there would be, like, it wouldn't be implied that he'd basically be, like, oh, I've never done this before, like, whatever, you know?
I think the cross was just supposed to symbolize that, like, she's not normally a promiscuous girl. And that, you know, she's, like, was, like, typically, like, just, like, a nice girl. Not a girl you would expect to basically cuck her fucking boyfriend, like, right there.
It was more religion-based than virginity-based. Like, because there's all, like, that religious shit going on the whole time. Where it's, like, being, like, sinners and shit. Not so much the virginity.
Still, like, premarital sex is a sin, though. So, like, I mean, I don't know. Just with the one line, I think, works so much against it. At the beginning of the fucking movie, like, the first thing this dude says is, like, when did you become such a prude? And it's like, okay, well, if they'd never had sex, then
why would
she's been a prude the entire fucking time they've been together.
Miles, do you remember what was embroidered on her underwear?
Sunday.
Damn. So Miles had a chance to read the underwear, but Jared didn't.
No, I was just checking the cheek shape. I was observing the cheeks. She's the only person I recognized besides Owen Wilson, who I thought was...
It was not even Owen Wilson. You didn't recognize him. You just thought he looked like a Wilson.
I thought it was Owen Wilson's brother. Like, when I was watching the trailers, I was like, is that fucking Owen Wilson's brother?
The cat looked like fucking Owen Wilson, dude. Like, am I wrong?
He looked like a Wilson.
He had Wilson-like features. And when I say Wilson-like features, I'm not talking about the fucking the volleyball in Castaway. I'm talking about like Owen Wilson.
Wow, no, I know. Can anyone? Okay, so everyone realized that the old woman was also Mia Goth, right? I mean, I'm not without even like reading the credits, right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it. I realized that.
I knew it wasn't an actual old woman.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was the same actress until later.
Maisie had assumed that it was, but and confirmed it with the credits. I didn't even assume it. I was just like, and I didn't even know if it was really an old woman or not. I just knew that she didn't fucking look like that, and that there was a fuck ton of prosthetics.
How about that? Old man prosthetic ass when they're fucking.
Burn in my head.
Legendary moment.
Legendary moment. I don't know. I just thought the amount of like, well, Mia Goth just getting into full prosthetics and then also doing her like normal like role in it. I don't know. I just thought that was great, especially because she had like the, you know, the, they showed her taking her clothes off and had like the full body prosthetic at one point, you know, as someone that has messed around with that stuff. Obviously I know that she probably took her like 4 or 5 hours.
Someone who has messed around with old lady prosthetics.
I seriously thought that he was about to be like as someone that's messed around with old women before.
No, I haven't. I did like the themes of like her, like the old woman, like missing her youth and like trying to tell him like, you don't deserve this. And, you know, just being like, you're going to lose it all. And like, basically just only like caring about her looks and caring about this. I also called a lot of things like right away in the film. I was like the old couple definitely fucks in the film. Like, I literally told Marissa that within, like, the first, like, 10, like, as soon as we saw, I was like, they're definitely going to have an old, like an elderly sex scene in the film.
Can we talk about how he didn't die from fucking his wife after complaining about it for years? That was the only reason he wouldn't fuck her, but he died from a heart attack from being scared of that chick's blown-off face. And then he just croaked over.
She, like, coughed, and then he was like, oh, great, now I'm having a heart attack.
Croaks.
But obviously, he was
Wouldn't
he
you want to go out fucking your wife?
From that sex about 10 minutes prior.
Wouldn't you want to go out fucking your wife?
I said in the theater, I go, that's how I want to go out. I said that to Marissa, like, that's how I want to die.
That's what I was thinking, like, when he was like,
okay, but think about
what do you, like, what about my what about my heart or whatever? And I would be like, bro, if the doctor ever told me, like, no strenuous activity because you might, like, overwork your heart, I would be, and then if my wife was like, oh, please fuck me, I would just be like, well, yeah, like, if this is the way I'm going to go out, I can't think of a better way. Like, straight up.
Don't worry about the trauma that'll cause your wife. It's fine.
She's the one that's fucking begging me to fuck her, and she understands the risk involved.
The classic meme. It's Tuesday, comes and dies.
Oh my god.
That was Henry or Harold, or whatever the fuck his name was. It's ours.
So, Miles, do you think old people having sex is disgusting?
Oh my god.
No, it's just part of life.
No, okay, here's the difference. That wasn't just two old people fucking. That was two dementia-ridden, sore-ridden people fucking. That's the difference.
Jared, what did you think of their home? Because I know you're not a fan of the horror films where everything is disgusting and it looks like it's out of Resident Evil 7 with the dishes. Or did you not care about the state of their
honestly,
house?
I don't know why I wasn't paying enough attention to the state of their house. I seriously didn't even notice the dishes. I was just kind of just like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck
flies,
I was...
Flies, the dishes.
I didn't even notice any flies. There were flies?
There were flies around her when she was just walking around. Literally when she was peeking in on... What's her name? The One Who Wants to Be a Star, fucking or whatever. When she's peeking in the window, there's flies around this old lady's head.
I didn't even notice that. I'm fried, man. I don't know. I didn't even
he
notice
He was too
that.
Busy thinking about the post-film ice cream.
I was like... I must have just still had, like, the fucking sex scenes, like, still, like, going through my head, I guess.
I mean, it could be because they're by a barn, but she was outside.
I loved the scenes with them, like, sitting down and having, like, their, like, moments together, like, them talking about things. Because, like...
The old people?
Yeah. Like, them, like, sitting and talking about the killings and just having, like, full monologues with each other. Because, like, I didn't expect them to make them, like, humanize them as much as they did in their own way, if that makes sense.
I was, like, I didn't even think that, like, they had, like, Emily gave me the symptom list for the dementia that they displayed in the movie. By the end of the movie, I didn't even think that they had dementia. Like, I was just kind of like, they're, like, at the beginning, they're just trying to make you think that the lady has, like, dementia and that, you know, that she's all fucked up or whatever. But by the end of the movie... They seemed, like, totally cognizant of everything that they were doing and everything that was going on. And, like,
and
why it was happening,
and
why they
it
were doing it.
And yeah.
Like, they've had motives. They, like, it was just, like, you know, they were just, like, psychotic fucking serial murderers.
I think it was, like, both combined. Because, obviously, there's the after-credit scene with her being young and also being a serial killer. But it's, like, they, like, specifically said things like, like, sundowner shit. Like, my wife, like, once, like, at night, she, like, goes crazy. Like, whatever the hell he said. So it was, like, very...
Yeah, but I wasn't buying into that because... Because
he was also in
he was,
on it.
He was just luring fucking Kid Cudi out.
But she was normal during the day when she had her come in and drink that lemonade. I mean, normal quotes. But
she
wasn't murdering.
She was trying to fucking molest her in the house.
She wasn't murdering, though.
No, because she was still trying to get fucked. Like,
how about that guy hanging in the basement with his mutilated genitalia?
The dude from the milk carton, bro. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And that was probably his car in the fucking lake.
But I just thought it was like, I was like, oh, tight.
So, I wonder... Like, if previous victims, like, do you think that the husband, do you think that he would, like, I don't think that it's ever happened. Do you think that, like, if it did, he's cool with, like, he would allow, like, one of these people that they murder to, like, fuck his wife?
Well, no, why don't, because he got mad that Kid Cudi was sexy.
No, but he literally, they were looking for that one girl and trying to capture... That's why he kept the one girl alive. He didn't kill her because he thought that that was the girl that she wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like she just wants to, like, she's so obsessed with... She's obsessed with youth. She's also obsessed with looking or feeling sexy one more time before she dies. And having that moment, like, with her husband. But I feel like she just is, like, has, like, a gross obsession with, like... Almost like feeling youth. Like the girls are almost like a fountain of youth. Like she just laid with the with Mia Goth's character and like ran her hands all over and like licked her and like kissed her and like yeah, it was sexual, but I feel like almost like she just like wanted to feel a young person in general. Like cause she could have had the chance to like molest her, you know what I mean?
I thought she was fucking wanted to fuck her, honestly. Like, during that scene, I was just like, oh, wait. She's bisexual? This is crazy. Yeah.
And I think as, like, especially as, I don't know if he was an actual farmer, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, they had a barn. Like, as a poor farmer's wife, it's like, women have no value other than being sexual beings. And as she got
making
old,
dinner.
They're...
Oh, my God.
Well, being a poor farmer's wife, like, I...
Women don't have value other than being sexual objects in the eyes of men. So, to her husband, she's like, I want to, like, be of value, and I want to, like, feel sexual.
I don't think you can speak for men on this. I think that that man would like a good sandwich made by his wife every now and then.
I think this is why I don't talk on podcasts.
I think the husband over the years only killed people to try to make his wife happy. Like, she's the one that wants to.
Uh-oh.
Miles is gone again. Damn. Probably.
There he goes. We'll be getting a return call here.
Any minute.
Momentarily.
Now.
Technical difficulties on the podcast, all because Miles couldn't drive 15 minutes. You know, it is what it is. What do you think about some of the things that he was saying there, buddy? Do you think the old lady wanted to fuck Mia Goth, or do you think that she just wanted to feel her youth?
No, I think there were definitely rapey implications, and had she not woken up... Well, I don't know, because then again, she did just, like, pass out, but she's also old. So, I don't know. He's calling back, and he's on the line. Miles is back on the line.
So, okay, I got a question, because I could still hear you guys saying, there he goes again, he'll have to call back, or whatever you guys were saying. I could still hear all that, and I was still on the call.
But were you? And you then, weren't saying anything. We couldn't hear you.
Are you sure your phone's not? Because
I'm telling you this right now, brother. It's not my phone.
Well, my phone's not hanging up on you. It says I'm being hung up by you both times.
Well, I hung up on you both times because the first time it said call failed, and this time you were silent for like over a minute.
Oh, okay.
So well, I hung up, and then I was like, okay, he'll call back.
I was asking about the husband and wife.
We kept thinking your phone was dying.
What?
We kept thinking your phone died.
It's on 99% plugged in right now.
This is a hell of a podcast we're doing here today. What a hell of a production.
It is. I was asking, I was like, when they sat down and the guy talked about, like, wanting to satisfy her desires otherwise, like, do you think over the years he, like, or if they do this prequel called Pearl, which they seemingly want to do, like, if he was reluctant to kill people or didn't want to kill people, but he wanted to keep his wife happy, just like she wanted to sexually satisfy him too, satisfying her desires for, like, murder and stuff.
I don't think that there was any implication in the movie whatsoever that this guy had any qualms about murdering anyone. He seemed totally content and happy to be killing people just as much as she was.
They had that monologue. I know because he is old. He says he's tired, but he's like, he had a line in it, like a specific line, and I can't remember it exactly right now, but like, he talked about satisfying her desires, like, haven't I done enough? He says something like, haven't I done enough over the years or something? Like, there was a line when they were sitting on the bed, but I can't remember it right now.
When he was talking about satisfying her desires, I know for a fact that he was saying that, like, she knows that he wants to fuck her, but he feels like he can't. Like, I know that. As far as killing people goes, he seemed like he was enjoying it just as much as she was. He seemed pretty into it. Especially when he killed Kid Cudi. He's like sitting there fucking with him and all that shit, like
they were both fucking military men.
Yeah, only one of them was a psychopath.
Well, true. Well, I know that the prequel film, Pearl, if they do it, I know it takes place when her husband is off at war or is coming back. Because that's a synopsis, apparently.
So, like, You think she's going to go crazy because she's fucking, like...
Can't get fucked while he's overseas. Can't get fucked
while he's overseas?
Well, she said... What a strange motive. Like, when they were looking at, like, I hope that one day Maisie wants to get fucked so bad that she's willing to marry me
just because, like...
This is probably sounding horrible because you guys are talking like that. Miles, what are you saying?
What?
What did you just say? What did you just say? Because, like, I can't tell, like, how it's going to sound if you guys are, like, talking over each other. So what did you say?
I said there was a scene, you know, when she was having the lemonade and she went over all the old photos and they showed her as a dancer. And then they showed she briefly mentioned her husband, you know, being at the war. And she said when he was gone, times got tough and she had to give up being a dancer. And she had to do certain things to survive, or something was one of the lines. So I wonder if, I don't know, I'm just very curious to see, like, how the prequel film, if it does get greenlit, if they are making it, like, I think it's going to be very interesting to be able to watch those, like, back-to-back and, like, see some of the references from the first film in the prequel. I don't know. Ty West is, like, really smart with his stories and stuff. So I'm just like, I guess I'm really looking forward to Pearl if it gets made, is what I'm saying.
It's interesting to me because even as I was watching the post-credits scene, I just believed it to be, like, a weird fucking, like...
fake trailer.
Like, a fake trailer, like, movie buff, like, Easter egg kind of thing. Because to me, this movie... and shit like House of the Devil and stuff that, you know, stuff that Ty West has made and continues to make, I guess, just doesn't feel like
a franchise.
Franchises, you know what I mean? Just feels like a standalone film, you know what I mean? And, like, I still feel the way about this. I didn't come away from this film particularly wanting to see their fucking past and, like, and how it got to this point. Like, I thought that this movie did a good enough job explaining it and leaving enough of it, like, kind of, like, up to your own imagination as it was to be, like, satisfying. And that, like, so when they did that Pearl thing, I was like, oh, that's cute. And then, like, when Buddy said, oh, no, it's actually, like,
it's on IMDb.
It's, like, actually in, like, fucking whatever, like, in pre-production. And I was like, oh, that's kind of fucking weird. Like, I just wasn't expecting that.
I feel like he's a director that, like, every single film is, like, a little bit different take on a certain genre or, like, a genre within horror. So, like... do you think he's going to do a schlock film? Like a legit, like, 50s schlock film? But gory?
50s?
Well, because he said, like, when...
that shit went back to 1912.
One of the World Wars. I thought it was World War One, but obviously it wouldn't be the 50s. But I'm saying, like, okay...
World War II ended before the 50s as well.
I'm talking, like, you know what I'm talking about, buddy. Like,
I have no idea what you're saying.
The only war going on during the 50s was the Cold War, my friend.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, though. Like, kind of like that, like, super B-movie shit. Like,
but the trailer looked nothing like a B-movie.
The trailer went back to 1912. It said 1912 in the trailer.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's been a couple... I literally have done so much since I saw this film yesterday. So
it looks like she murders a chicken. Fucking, you know what I mean? Or something like that. Like...
it looks like it. I mean, again, it was like it was essentially a fake trailer because they have not made the actual movie yet. It was like a little teaser of what they would do, but it looked like it was in, like, the similar style and it was, like, more modern looking. So I don't know what you mean by, like, the 50s schlock. I mean, Ty West might make a 50s schlock movie at some point, but see, the call failed again. It's his fucking phone. It doesn't matter.
Well, we know that our listener base out there, except for Isaac, understands that iPhone is the superior line and that Miles has an Android. But even in that instance, I assume that...
buddy, I think you're getting...
yeah, he's calling back. See, that time it straight up said call failed. And I didn't touch the phone at all.
And I just want to say to Isaac, because he actually listens to these, that I understand that he probably has a pretty advanced Android phone.
I've never had call drops like this before, to be honest. I talked to Marissa on the phone when I went for a walk today for an hour, and I had no problems.
Damn, it must be the iPhone.
I'm not saying it's the iPhone. I just don't know, what the, I don't know what the issue is.
God damn it. If only Steve Jobs was still around. Fix this faulty technology.
Miles, what else did you think?
Buddy, what the fuck did you think? Buddy, what did you fucking think? You're part of this podcast, too. This has been Miles' dissertation on the film.
I said one word about this film, and I'm just like, I was just about to ask.
I thought the film was, I thought all of the, like, main cast characters, like, not the old people, were likable. So it kind of sucks that everyone died, but it's whatever. Like, it wasn't one of those movies where, like, oh, these characters fucking suck. They were all funny. Like, I don't know. It was good. I liked the film.
I thought the acting, the writing, I thought everything. Like I said, I fucking loved it. Like, I honestly, like, start to finish, I was like, I loved fucking everything about it for the most part. For, like, a modern, like, film, I'm like, this is better. It's a much better horror film than what a lot of people are considering good, to be good horror nowadays.
Oof. Shots fired. What are you talking about? Are you talking about any of these shitty ghost movies that you like, too?
I mean, I like some of them, but, like, they're over, like, beyond overhyped. Like, I would say,
where does this rank among Ty West's other films? Do you like this better than Innkeepers?
Yes, I do like this better than Innkeepers. Ooh. On initial watch. Like, I'd probably put this up there for me.
Are you pissing on the podcast right now?
No, I got some water, bro. I was so dehydrated. I need it.
Beer will do that to you.
I haven't had any beer today.
No way.
I'd probably put it, like, tied with House of the Devil for me right now.
It's a little generous, I'd say.
I just feel like,
to me, this was literally just like House of the Devil Part 2. I don't know, like, I acknowledge it, House of the Devil is great. To me, it's a little too slow. Like, there's so many points when I was watching House of the Devil where I was just like, okay, I get it. Like,
see, I need to
you got some atmosphere going here.
I need to rewatch House of the Devil knowing what I know now, because when I watched House of the Devil, it was literally just like a blind watch on, like, Netflix or, like, whatever. Like, I didn't realize it was a modern film. Like, when I was watching it, I was like, oh, this is from the 80s.
I love the way House of the Devil shot, you know, using the fucking, the old cameras and you know, the look of the film. Yeah, it really looks and feels like an 80s movie. And I really like everything about House of the Devil except for the pacing. Like, god damn, it fucking drags in the middle.
The pacing in X, I think, overall, like,
the pacing was way better. Was amazing. In X.
Like,
pacing was really good, and it was only like what, hour and a half?
It was 145.
145. I mean, House of the Devil is only like an hour and like what, 20 minutes or some shit like that.
You can go pull out the Blu-ray right now. I had it out the other day.
It's like, it's not long at all. I know that. And, like,
yeah, it's at least at the most around the 90-minute mark. Like, it's not longer than that.
But it feels a lot fucking longer. When I'm, like, fucking 50 minutes into this movie and this girl's still just fucking dancing around listening to her headphones in the house, I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude. Like,
it's 95 minutes long.
Yeah. I just remember I watched it on my laptop, and so I could see, like, the time keys whenever I wanted to. And so, like, I would just look down, and, like, it was just, like, at one point where it's like, okay, nothing's happening. Checks the time key. It's like, okay, this movie's been going on for, like, almost an hour at this point. And, like, we still haven't, like, kind of gotten things rolling yet. Yeah, the one guy fucking died, like, after, you know, they tried to leave or whatever. Like, they dropped her off and tried to leave, and then... Was it the guy or was it the girl? I can't remember.
It's been at least 10 years since I saw it when it like would have just come out.
It was the girl that fucking...
Her best friend died.
Yeah, she got her fucking head blown off or whatever, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so... Like, that happens. I'm like, oh, whoa, that's crazy. And then, you know, the guy that kills her, like, delivers the pizza...
Right.
And then, like, after that, it's just, like, her walking around the house, like, eating shitty pizza and, like, listening to her fucking Walkman for, like, I swear to God, like, 45 minutes. So I'm just like, holy shit. But then once the shit starts going again at the end, I was like, oh, okay, here we go. Here we fucking go. There's a cult. There's... Okay.
Go ahead.
Maxine being the preacher's daughter.
Felt kind of like shoehorned, like at the end. Like, I don't think that needed to happen.
Like, I get that she repeated that phrase. I forget what it was, like, throughout, but...
I'll live the life that I deserve or some shit like that, yeah.
I thought it was a little on the nose. Like, I don't think you needed all that kind of stuff.
It just felt like something that would never actually happen during a sermon.
And is his sermon just, like, on the TV 24 hours a day?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it was on, but I mean...
think in Texas at the time, fuck.
Local broadcasts and shit, yeah.
Yeah, local broadcasts. I mean, it might have been on fucking repeat, you know, or, you know, let's see, they watched it at night.
I wasn't even aware that they had gators in Texas.
I gotta say,
you think that gator was an import?
The gator homage. Is anyone? I feel like that was him being like, "Yo, I really love Eatin' Alive by Tobe Hooper." Have any of you guys seen Eatin' Alive?
Nope.
No.
That was his second film after Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it has
talk about overrated directors. Ooh, is that a hot take?
What was that?
Tobe Hooper's an overrated director.
All right. Before we talk about that, I'm gonna finish what I was saying because we never get back to this. But Eaten Alive has the hitchhiker from Texas Chainsaw, and he runs a bed and breakfast, and has a giant pond next to it, and he kills people and feeds them to the alligator. So I kind of felt like this was like Ty West being like, "Yo." Early Tobe Hooper films are huge influences, and I wonder if this is supposed to be an Eatin' Alive reference, but I feel like most people won't know that. I mean, like, horror fans, like, more serious horror fans, yeah, but I don't know. I loved it because I just, with them being like, oh, we have this boarding house, like, that, like, where they're obviously staying and making the porn in, but then they also have the pond and the gator. I was like, oh my God, this is like so reminiscent of Eatin' Alive. And I feel like Eatin' Alive is very underrated, but I don't know. We should watch that sometime together.
Listen, next
you
time,
bet I won't. Jared
apparently doesn't like Tobe Hooper.
Next time we hang out, Miles, we'll watch the film you've been begging us to watch for like 3 years at this point.
Dang. God.
What is
he wants to watch Robo War.
Oh, yeah.
Have you not heard about this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yo, I gotta see it. I want to see it with bros.
Is that Tobe Hooper?
No.
No, I mean, Tobe Hooper did, you know.
Poltergeist?
He did Poltergeist?
Yeah, but you hate ghost movies, so it's fine.
Oh. It's...
Tobe Hooper did the Funhouse masterpiece.
Pretty liberal with that term.
I don't know. But
so what you're saying is that the Funhouse is better than Halloween 1.
Come on now. Let's not go there.
So what you're saying is My Bloody Valentine is better than Halloween 1.
I think my phone is having technical difficulties.
He doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to be on record saying it, but I know
Miles,
for a fact.
Miles, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I watched My Bloody Valentine for the first time this year as part of the critically acclaimed movies that I've never seen. It's kind of overrated.
Whoa! That's funny. It is. I agree 100%.
I think it's a perfect slasher film. I don't know. But also so is Halloween, so...
You're implying Halloween is perfect, but you're saying that there's so many films that are better than it. How can it be better than perfect?
Because I just like the stories. Everything to me is ranking of story. I don't care if the film's perfect. If I like another story better, I'm going to like that film more. Like I'm all about story. Story with everything. Story over everything.
Halloween is a fucking great story.
It's a great story.
It's like a perfectly simple story.
Favorite story because it's everyone else's favorite story.
It's better than The Thing.
Okay, Tobe Hooper, Texas Chainsaw, Texas Chainsaw 2, Poltergeist, Funhouse, Life Force. Life Force is a masterpiece. Some of the best on-screen tits of all fucking time.
I wish you were here to see Jared's facial expressions.
I just got Life Force on Blu-ray, so if anyone wants to also watch that.
Holy shit.
What?
Are you signed into our Twitter right now?
On my phone?
Where? Maybe I am. I'm mine. Go ahead, Miles. Tobe Hooper. Didn't he do Toolbox Murderers, the remake of it?
He did do that, which isn't very good, but I mean, it's fun. I mean, he did Salem's Lot. He did a segment with on Body Bags with John Carpenter, legend.
I'm not signed in. I just wanted to tweet in quotes, Life Force is a masterpiece. Midnight Miles 2022.
Please do. Look up Matilda May. I'm gonna send. Hold on. Maybe I'll look up her tits right now and send it to you guys live on the fucking podcast.
1 minute.
1 minute till up. I'm 30.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. History has been made. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my man.
I really got to take a fucking
happy
shit.
Happy birthday, buddy.
If I can be honest right now.
First
I got to use that bidet, bro.
First shit of his 30s. It's coming up. Mazer laser. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
How's it feel to be 30?
I got to take a shit.
Go take a shit. Go take a shit. We'll cover for you over here.
I'm not going to shit on the podcast.
We'll take care of this for you. Miles will just keep talking about everything he liked about X. What else did you like about X?
Everything. Hold on. I'm trying to get Matilda May's nude. So, buddy, those can be the first tits Buddy sees in his 30-year-old life.
It was supposed to be the air horn, but it was the wrong one. Sorry, buddy.
Everything's fine. Everything
DJ
is okay.
Air horn sound effect. Wait. There you go.
Nice.
Nice.
Where was the sonic ring?
Maybe when you're 40.
So, when we left our theater.
Everyone just had a stroke.
In the beninging. when we left the theater, these two ladies
legendary.
The movie with us. So we're waiting for Buddy. Buddy's in the restroom. Mazer Laser's in the restroom. And these two ladies are outside of the restroom. The other one went into the restroom. So the one's waiting outside for her. I'm not sure if the implication is that they were dating or if they were just friends. What do you think?
Oh, I think they're just friends.
Okay. So.
Tits in Taco Town.
Is it in Taco Town?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just share Matilda May's new one of them. Well, I gotta find some more.
More? So. We're. Okay. Anyways. So we're standing outside
And all of a sudden, this lady is like, man, that movie was fucking badass or whatever. She's praising the movie. It's like, man, that movie is fucking awesome. And so I was like, okay, what would you give it out of 5? And she was like, 7.5. And Emily is like, out of 5? And she's like, out of 5. And then she was like, she's like, you know, you guys know this because you're here, but there's like, because of the pandemic, there's like no movies in theaters. And we're like in a theater that's like playing like 700 fucking movies. Like when we walked in, like the marquee was just like filled with shit. And I'm just like looking down the hall as she's talking, like literally the Batman is like next door to our theater. Like the Batman, there's the Jujutsu Kaisen, and there's just like a bunch of movies we're fucking playing. Like, just in the hallway that we were in, she's like, there's no movies, so we came and saw this. And she was like, she did mention Batman, though. She was like, this girl that I'm with here, she falls asleep for everything. And she'd fall asleep for the Batman, or whatever. And she's like, so I was trying to figure out, because I have, like, the monthly, like, Cinemark, like, subscription. And so I have, like, so many movie credits, like, backed up that we needed to go see something. And she's like, and then, so when I was looking this up, it said A24, and I knew I had to fucking go. She's it's... I was like, oh, cool. We'll see you guys later.
What a fucking... I'd be like, oh, I don't even know. I'm too awkward for that. Anyways, well, Midnight Miles has made it to Buddy's Midnight... I was going to say something corny like Buddy's Midnight Mass, but I'm not going to say that. So, you guys have any final notes, or are we going to sign off, or what?
Well, Buddy's taking a shit as we speak.
He was actually serious. He's shitting.
No, okay. it was a total fucking joke. He's actually masturbating right now, as far as I can tell. He's thinking about the...
Hopefully to Matilda May's nudes.
He's thinking about the old person sex scene from X. But,
You know what came into my head at the end of the movie? When they find the camera, I wish it was a scene like the end of The Hangover where all the sheriffs just sat there and then watched the porno. That's what I wish happened. Which, it wouldn't happen in that movie. But that's where my brain went.
He was just like, that line was just so fucking funny, where he's just like, what do you think's on there? He's like, probably some fucked up horror movie or some shit like
that. What do you think happened, the sheriff? I don't freaking know.
He's like, how the hell would I know? And the other guy, I swear to God, the other guy, he didn't say true, but he said something so similar. He might as well just be like, true.
He's just like, 100% facts. So Miles, since this movie was referencing every horror movie ever made, do you think that the sheriff, the useless sheriff,
was a reference to
Halloween 2018 and to Halloween Kills?
Oh my God, I don't know about that. Not since they were made at the same time.
Do you think
not made at the same time as Halloween 2018? Cat, they wouldn't have sat on this for 5 years.
But you know what I mean.
Do you think?
Probably not. Real talk. Would you go to that strip club all the way behind all those factories? Does that look like a place that you would frequent in the 70s, everybody?
No. I don't like strip clubs in the 2000s.
I've only ever been in the lobby of a strip club before. I've never been in one.
So we're not going to get a 2022 Taco Town post-pandemic strip club?
For Jared's bachelor party, probably.
We're absolutely not doing that for my bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, we're going to
round one. Yeah, if you guys want to throw me the fucking shittiest bachelor party I've ever had in my life, yeah, take me to
Miles,
a fucking strip club.
Miles, I forgot Jared already... We already planned Jared's bachelor party, so sorry.
Yeah, we're going to round one.
Why would you be sorry to me? It's not my bachelor party.
No, we're sorry that it's not a strip club for you.
We're going to round one so we can actually have fun.
Hey,
instead of paying like money to have women fucking taunt us.
Motorboated by some tits while slamming a Budweiser.
I could just watch porn at home and drink orange juice.
It's true. Straight edge revenge, bro.
Tastes way better, and I can actually jack off and, like...
I feel like you'd like mixed drinks. Like, I know you don't like beer, but I think you'd like a mimosa or a fucking...
Yeah, I mean, if I drank, that's, like, probably... I would drink, like, girly shit, like, all the time. Like... Fucking
my wife will make you one of my virgin Jägermeisters for it when we watch Attack on Titan sometime.
Aaron Jägermeister.
All right, buddy. Miles wants to go to bed. He's got to work early tomorrow, so we got to sign this thing off, I guess.
Okay.
This is a hell of a podcast. We made history tonight.
Not only I took my first shit mid podcast. And now I'm an old man, so it'll probably be happening more often than
not. He aged a year in the recording of the podcast, first shit ever. First podcast ever to have, I think, three call drops in one podcast. You have to look that one up, but I don't think anyone's going to match that. We need to get Guinness here.
We need some, like, a tech guy to be on here and be like, why do you think these calls dropped? I want to know.
We need our co-host to drive 15 minutes from his house to do an hour and a half podcast.
On a weeknight.
Yeah. I mean, you're still awake, so, I mean, I don't see what the difference is.
Well, I want to be home with my diabetic dog, bro. That's the difference. I can't bring him over there, so...
Yeah, but if the Wonder Years was playing tonight, you'd probably be there.
I took a half day of vacation to be there for that, if you want to know the truth, so that's why.
I don't... You got me good with that one.
I went home and spent the day with my dog before I went to the Wonder Years show, so that was that. But alright. I'm going to sign off. Midnight Miles is signing off. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, Kat. All right, this is Buddy the Bruiser. I'm signing off.
Dynamite Jared, I'm going to go hang out with my dog.